Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven-Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. You want to make a real change in your life, to turn your life around, make your future brighter than your past. Praise God. We want you to, amen, take time to give sweet Jesus the praise. Thank the Lord for being able to see a brand new year of 2025. Praise God. Truly the Lord has been good to us, blessing us, amen, praise God, to see this brand new year. Praise God. Amen. Just give sweet Jesus the praise. Give the Lord the praise. Praise God. And as we enter into this brand new year, we're going to have a brand new message to start the brand new year off. Praise God. And the title of the message is To Move in a New Direction. Praise God. As we enter into the brand new year of January 2025, we want to start to move in a different direction. Praise God. Amen. We'd like you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this brand new message here on. Amen. To start the new year off right. Amen. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. Amen. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. As we move into this brand new year, it's time to make changes. It's time to make serious changes. Looking at the situation of our world with so much violence going on, school shootings, I'm telling you, it's sad. When you have people calling right wrong and wrong right, making rules to support their own interests, not concerned about what God said about the issue. It's really a sad time in our world. Young people are dying by gunshot wounds. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a sad time. But it's ever time to seek the Lord. It is now. Is ever a time to be saved? It is now. Now is the day to seek salvation for your soul. Praise God. Amen. It's time to move in a new direction. It's time out for trying to do things to please man. We need to learn how to please God, because to please God goes far beyond when you try to please man. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, to move in a new direction means to go in a way to follow Jesus, to follow the Lord. Because if you follow the Lord, it will lead you to blessings. It will lead you to heaven. It will cause you to escape the penalties of sin. Because the Bible said in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. And therefore, the Lord wants us to have eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to move in a new direction. Stop going down that road of sin. Praise God. Amen. People like to enjoy the world. They like to enjoy sin, drinking and smoking. But really, drinking and smoking is destroying people's lives. People are addicted to alcohol. They're addicted to drugs. They think they have to have it. That's the way Satan will have you, bound to these things, thinking you got to do it. You have to have it. But I got news to let you know, Jesus come to set you free.
Amen.
When he comes to set you free, he'll deliver you from them so-called habits and fix it so you don't want to do it no more. Amen. It's time to change. It's time to move in a new direction. No need to let sin destroy you. I know some people feel like it's not going to happen to me. You got that ego in you saying that you're almost like a Superman. You feel like that things ain't going, tragedy is not going to happen. But when people feel that way, they're setting themselves up for a big fall. Because something going to come along to knock you completely down, off your feet. We need to look to Jesus because he's the one that can help you. Amen. Let's go to the book of Philippians, the third chapter, verse 13. Let's see what Apostle Paul said, Missionary Velvet.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
And that's what we need to do as we enter into this brand new year. Let's forget about all the evil, all the sins of the past. And move on into something brand new. Move on to something, amen, that will benefit your soul. Yes. Stop trying to enjoy the world of sin. Because sin is a killer. Sin will destroy you.
Amen.
But follow Jesus. And he the one that can bring you all the way out of sin. Deliver you from sin. Praise God. Amen. People straddling the fence too much. Thinking that they can enjoy the world and be saved too. But you cannot serve two masters. You got to make up your mind you're going to follow Jesus with all your heart. All your soul, all your might, all your strength. Now, Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind you and pressing forward to that which is before. It's time to move on to new things and go on to a new direction. Stop straddling the fence, saying you save one moment and enjoying the world the next. Because the devil will draw you in. Messing with the devil, he'll draw you in. You play with sin, the devil will draw you in. Amen. I'm telling you, he won't let you just sit on the edge. He'll draw you into it and put you into things. That's the way Satan is, because Satan is a killer. Now, we live in a world where the people have gone so much in darkness. When you talk about the devil, they think you, amen, talking about somebody imaginary. That, amen, that your mind is not working right. Because they're so far in darkness. But I'm here to let you know the devil is an evil spirit and is real. Just like God is a, amen, is real. The devil is real. And people got to understand that, amen, Satan wants to destroy you. He wants to kill you. But Jesus come to deliver you and set you free.
Amen.
And cause you to put your life on the right track. And get you into a new way to leave that sinful world behind and follow Jesus, because the Lord come to bring you out, to bring you out. Now, Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood. And the blood does two things. It will not only forgive you of your sins, but it will cleanse you, wash you, and take out the Adam nature of sin out of you.
Amen.
Place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, cause you to be born again. And when the Lord take that sinful nature out of you, you won't have no desire to go back and pick up them old worldly things, them old worldly habits anymore. But you have a mind to follow Jesus with all your heart, your soul, your might, your strength. Now, Paul said, forgetting those things by behind and pressing forward to those things to which you are before. What else it said, Missionary?
That I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Now it's time to move in a new direction. Press toward the high calling, amen, of the Lord. Put your mind made up. You want to make heaven your home. Don't let the devil cheat you out of going to the kingdom of God. Amen. Don't let Satan cheat you out of, amen, being with Jesus. But make up your mind you're going to follow the Lord. Make up your mind you're going to give up this world of sin. Make up your mind you're going to start to follow the Lord in this brand new year. It'll be the best decision you can make. Praise God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith as we enter into this brand new year of 2025. Praise God. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for being able to see this brand new year of 2025. Lord, bless these people that's here, amen, listening to the broadcast. Lord, those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in their heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Though they're sick, amen, in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, do these things. Lord, look on the people that's in prison. Let them know it's time for a change. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Lord, touch the ones in jails. Let them know it's time for a change. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, sweet Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song says, I have decided to follow Jesus. The world behind me and the cross before me. What Ella Holmes was inspiring us and encouraging us to do, to let the things go. And look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who is the one that can save us and keep us. We thank the Lord for those that behind prison bars. We, Ella Holmes and I, love you. But Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you, especially in this new year. Do not give up, because Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. Those that interfere with your prayers and support of our ministry, God has a plan for you and to give you hope. And that you also can be free and to live holy in this present world. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself, that the Lord will open up more doors, that we might be able to get into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, especially in this brand new year of 2025. So write us. Those in the free world, you can write us. And those that's incarcerated, write our ministry for other life-changing material. Amen. And Bibles is all free to prisoners. To next broadcast, this Chaplain William Owens, along with my wonderful pan, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.